In neighboring Iran, a political drama is unfolding. An unprecedented second round of presidential voting is scheduled later this week. Several candidates cried foul following the first round last Friday, and today a partial recount was ordered. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Tehran.
Three of the seven candidates who participated in what's been described as the closest election in Iranian history have lodged complaints of election fraud. In response, the conservative clerics on Iran's powerful Guardian Council ordered a recount today of 100 ballot boxes from around the country. Hours later, the Guardian Council broadcast a statement declaring last Friday's elections clean and honest. The council said the runoff vote between the two top finishers would go ahead as planned later this week. But it's not clear whether this will settle what appears to be a growing power struggle between some of the Iranian theocracy's most senior clerics. The loudest complaints have come from cleric and presidential candidate Mehdi Kerubi, who was edged out of the runoff on Friday by a small margin. Yesterday, Kerubi distributed an open letter to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. He accused the Guardian Council of using Iran's Revolutionary Guard and other state-sponsored security forces to stack the vote in favor of the surprise second-place finisher, the ultra-conservative mayor of Tehran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. In protest, Kerubi announced his resignation from his post as advisor to the supreme leader. The Revolutionary Guard issued a public warning to Kerubi today that he had crossed red lines. Authorities also shut down at least three newspapers that tried to publish Kerubi's letter. But now the first-place finisher in Friday's vote, cleric and former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, has added more fuel to the fire. Today, Rafsanjani spokesman Mohammed Atyanfar accused paramilitary groups of committing election fraud.
Certain militia groups by the order of their commanders, the members are persuaded to vote in favor of one person well before the election.
Rafsanjani's spokesman went on to call the Guardian Council and the Revolutionary Guard a fascist threat to Iranian democracy.
It is like a militaristic regime that whenever they intend to make changes, they can with their soldiers.
Several reformist groups have since pledged to support 70-year-old Rafsanjani in the runoff against Ahmadinejad. A spokesman for Ahmadinejad, who would only give his first name Khaki, described aspects of Rafsanjani's presidential campaign as un-Islamic.
This is something unprecedented in Iran. To write a name of a clergyman in Latin and stick it to cars or people wear it, or even worse than that, I have seen that they have stickers on the head of a dog, which is an animal in our religion, which is believed to be dirty.
In his campaign, Ahmadinejad advertised himself as a humble and honest fundamentalist determined to help poor Iranians by firing corrupt politicians. In contrast, Rafsanjani organized one of the most modern and expensive campaigns in Iranian history, promising more social freedoms and better ties with the West. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tehran.